It's the words of the Lord Jesus where he says, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" What think ye of Christ? Now the Lord Jesus here is here speaking to the Pharisees, and this question is directed to them. There's this conversation that has begun between the Lord Jesus and the Pharisees. They're asking him some questions, and they're thinking of, oh, they want to trip him up. They don't acknowledge the Saviour for who he is, and they have rejected him and made up their mind about him. They're not going to believe upon him. So they think that somehow they can expose him to be some kind of a fraudster, really, in what he's doing and what he's saying. And they're trying to do this by asking questions. But the Lord is able to answer every question they ask. And then the Lord, in some ways, turns the tables. And then he says to them, "Now, I want to ask you a question." And he says, "What think ye of Christ? What do you understand of the Messiah?" And these people would know the Old Testament, that the Old Testament spoke about the Messiah. So the Lord Jesus is asking them a question about what do they know, what have they learned, what does the Scripture say about these things. And for a little while, I would like to ask you that question as well. I would like to say to you this evening, this day, this whenever you're listening to this broadcast as it goes out, I would like to ask you just that simple question. Well, what think you of Christ? And I want you to address it and to think about it in two particular ways. I want you, first of all, to consider the nature of the question. Because when we think about the nature of the question, we're going to ask the question then in the sense, what do you think about the person of Christ? The person of Jesus Christ. What do you think about him? Who is he as to his person? Because that's primarily what the Lord Jesus here was addressing when he said to them, "What think ye of Christ?" Because he goes on to say, "Whose son is he?" So he's wanting them to answer the question as to the person of the Messiah, the person of Christ. And I wonder how we would answer that question. How do we look upon Jesus Christ? Do we look upon Jesus Christ as the Son of God? Because again, that's the point that the Lord Jesus goes on to make here. Because he speaks about David in the Old Testament and how David called this individual who humanly would seem to be his descendant and was. How David would call him Lord and Master. How David would worship this individual. That's what was the question. How can this be? How can this individual, in a sense, descend from David's ancestral line down through the royal line of Judah? How could that come about? And at the same time, David called this individual Lord. You see, that's only possible if Jesus Christ is more than just an ordinary man. He's the God-man. He's the Son of God. So when we think about this question and how it is addressed to you and I, we're thinking about a question that would have us to answer, what do we think about the person of Jesus Christ? Oh, and then you can go on to think about the work of Jesus Christ. Because what work did he come into this world to do? Is he only a teacher? Is he only just a miracle worker? The Lord Jesus certainly was both of those. He was the greatest teacher there's ever been. No man spake like this man, is the testimony of those who heard him. No man spake like this man. He did mighty deeds, miracles that no one else could do, but he did. He raised the dead on three occasions. We know from the Scriptures that he raised the dead. But is that all that Jesus Christ is? Is that the only work that we think about? What about him going to the cross? Oh, maybe we think, yes, he went to the cross as a great demonstration of love. Well, it was indeed a demonstration of love, but men and women, it was more than that. He went to the cross to die for sin. He went to the cross to die for sinners. That's why he went to the cross. Yes, it was a demonstration of love, but it was love for sinners. It was love for those who were perishing. And therefore the question could well be asked, well, what think we of Christ as to his work? Do we see him as the Saviour? Do we realise that he died at the cross to take away our sins? Oh, the question is one then that we would do well to consider. We could think as well about the authority of Christ. Do we think that Christ is someone to be obeyed? Someone that we ought to take heed to? Should we listen to his word? Or can we just reject it and set it aside and it doesn't really matter? Doesn't it really much bearing upon our lives whether we listen to him or not? What think we of Christ with regards to the authority of his word? You see, his word is to be believed. That's what happened with these Pharisees, sadly, was that they wouldn't believe. They wouldn't accept the word of Christ. They rejected it, turned their back upon him. And how sad that was. So there's the nature of the question. And then the other point that I want you to consider for a little while is the necessity of the question. Well, why should we consider this? Well, very simply, the reason why we should consider this is that our view of Christ will determine our eternal destiny. That's why it is so important. It's so important. Because what we do with Jesus Christ, what we think of Jesus Christ, will determine where we will be in eternity. You see, do we look upon him as the Savior? Do we look upon him as Peter did? Because earlier on in Matthew's Gospel, you have Peter's testimony, his great confession. Because Peter was asked this question personally in chapter 16. Peter was asked this question, well, who do you think the Lord is? And Peter was able to answer the question. Oh, without a doubt. Because in chapter 16 of Matthew, verse 15, the Lord Jesus said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, Peter could answer the question. And I wonder, Can you and I answer the question in exactly the same way as Peter did? Can we say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God? You see, Peter understood who Jesus Christ was and what Jesus Christ came to do. You can go on to the end of Matthew's Gospel in chapter 27, verse 54, where you have the centurion at the cross. And you have his confession of Jesus Christ when he observed all of those events around the crucifixion, and he had a grandstand seat as he observed and watched on and overseen the act of crucifixion. And when the Savior died, at that very moment when the Savior died, that centurion said, surely this was a righteous man. The centurion realized there was something different about Jesus Christ. And I wonder today, do you think that there's something different about Jesus Christ? You see, it's absolutely necessary that we think about him. Because he is the way to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man. There's no other way to get to the Father. We would not know that there is even a heaven without the Word of God. We would not know the way to heaven without the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us that the way to heaven is through God's Son, Jesus Christ. So that's why we need to stop and think and ponder this question and answer it as well. And I trust that if you're listening to me, that you would be able to say, yes, I've trusted in him. I believe he's the Savior. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe he's able to take away my sins. I believe that's why he died at the cross. And I'm trusting in him as my hope for eternity. And if you're not able to say that, then I would exhort you to call upon him today. Lift up your heart, the quietness of your own heart now, and cry to him. Just some simple words of Scripture. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's all you need to pray. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Lord will save you for Christ's sake. Oh, may the Lord be pleased to bless his word.